Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. October 15th, Morning. Who can endure? But who can endure the day of his coming? Malachi chapter 3, verse 2. Jesus' first coming was without external pomp or show of power. Yet there were few who endured its testing. Herod and all Jerusalem were stirred at the news of this wondrous birth, but many who were waiting for him showed their hypocrisy by rejecting him when he came. His life on earth was a separating fan, and when it tried the great heap of religious profession, few endured the process. But what will his second advent be like? What sinner can endure to think of it? He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 4. When in his humiliation he only had to say, "I am he," and the soldiers fell to the ground, what, then, will it be like for his enemies when he shall be fully revealed as, "I am"? His death shook earth and darkened heaven. What, then, will be the dreadful splendor of that day when, as the living Savior, he shall summon the living and the dead before him? Oh, that the terrors of the Lord would persuade you to forsake your sins and kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way. Psalm 2:12. Though a lamb, he is also the lion of the tribe of Judah. Breaking them with a rod of iron, he shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. None of his foes will stand before the tempest of his wrath. None shall be able to hide from the sweeping hail of his indignation. But his beloved and blood-washed people look for his appearing with joy and hope. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver, says Malachi 3:3. For Job 23:10 says, "When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold." Let us search ourselves this morning and be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. October 15th, Evening, The Substitute. But the firstborn of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb. And if you will not redeem him, then you shall break his neck. Exodus chapter 34, verse 20. Every firstborn creature is the Lord's. Since a donkey was unclean, however, it could not be presented in sacrifice to God. Should it, then, be exempt from the universal law? By no means, for God has no exceptions. The donkey is his, but he will not accept it. He will not reduce the claim, but yet he cannot be pleased with the victim. No way of escape remained but redemption. The donkey must be saved by the substitution of a lamb in its place. If not redeemed, it must die. My soul, here is a lesson for you. You are that unclean animal. Though you are the property of the Lord who made and preserves you, you are so sinful that God will not, cannot, accept you. It has come to this. The Lamb of God must stand in your place, or you will die eternally. Let the world know of your gratitude so that spotless Lamb who has already bled to redeem you from the law's fatal curse. Sometimes, it must have been difficult for an Israelite to decide what should die, the donkey or the lamb. Would not the owner stop to estimate and compare? Assuredly, there was no comparison between the value of the soul of man and the life of the Lord Jesus. Yet the lamb dies, and man, the donkey, is spared. My soul, admire the boundless love of God toward you. Worms are bought with the blood of the Son of the Highest. Dust and ashes are redeemed with a price far above silver and gold. What doom was mine, but what plenteous redemption was found. The breaking of the donkey's neck was but a momentary penalty, but who can measure the wrath to come? Yet precious beyond that measure is the glorious Lamb who has redeemed us from such doom.